Estimates for this year have retail store closures at roughly 6,700 anticipated closures this year. Most of those have already happened in bankruptcies like Toys R Us, Sports Authority, and some of the other large retail chains that you're familiar with that have filed bankruptcy. More are anticipated, more have been announced that haven't actually closed. The 6,700 number actually exceeds the height of retail store closures in 1 year, which was in 2008, in which there were approximately 6,100 stores closed. These are all national numbers. On the local stage, obviously Houston commercial real estate has been adversely affected by the downturn in commodity prices. Judge Isger has, I can't even count, dozens of large Chapter 11 bankruptcy cases that have come through the court in the past 24 months.
That's fair.
Very large cases. The commodity space is getting leaner. They're consolidating. People are leaving their glitzy Class A space and consolidating into smaller space with another group. So that coupled with the recent tragedy with Hurricane Harvey, which who knows the impact that that's going to have on businesses and hence the real estate market, are special pressures that we're seeing in conjunction with this national decline in retail. So with that background...
So the bankruptcy case gets filed, and when the bankruptcy case gets filed, everyone knows from law school that there is, in fact, an automatic stay that comes into effect.